Yes, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So I went down a rabbit hole yesterday. I don't know how I got to this, but I was on YouTube and ran across a video of a pair of conjoined twins by the name of Abby and Brittany. They might be a little popular out here.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that are married?
What? One of them is married. One is married. I get to that.
I saw that.
I get to it in a little bit.
You talk about freaky.
All right.
That's the first
we
thing your mind
went to. We just started the segment, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
But I think they're being treated unfair with something. I get to that in a little bit. But I was kind of interested in this to the point. I really don't watch reality shows. I know there's a bunch of reality shows with stuff like this. But I was kind of interested to the point I was doing a little research and they had a little interview, like a little Q&A. Thoughts
yeah. on what?
What you just saw.
I'm listening.
Give it a grade.
Whatever Lopez is doing, I don't want to be involved.
So they are conjoined kind of above the shoulder.
Yeah, so they got two heads, one body pretty much.
And one of them is married.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Look, what's wrong? What you mean, come on,
What man? You want me to say?
Okay, I want you to tell me what you think.
I don't have thoughts in this moment.
I am
reserving thoughts for more information on the story. And for all that information, I return it back to Figgy Pig.
All right, so they did a little Q&A, and they were asked about, are you guys good drivers?
Mm-hmm. I think we're good drivers, but we have two licenses, and when we got our driver's license, we each had to take the test. We both passed, obviously.
Okay, so they both passed the driver's test.
Are they speaking in unison there?
Sometimes. They are. They are, and it continues. So they ask Abby and Brittany, how the hell do you drive together?
When we drive, Abby is in control of the gas and the brakes, and then we both steer, obviously. And then I'm in charge of the clicker for the blinker. So.
I say again, come on, man.
What you mean? They living life, man.
No, I'm happy
for
them.
Life.
I'm happy
Are driving.
You? I'm very, very happy for
that
them.
Sounds like you putting up a defense.
But I'll go back to the very first part of this. You say two above the shoulder, two heads,
yep.
One body, and yet one of them is married.
Yep.
Why do you keep going to there?
Because how is that possible?
It's possible now. I don't know. Anywho.
Yeah, continue.
Honestly, the thing that came to mind there with that is I would hate to try and make driving a two-person job. Like, to have two. Like, I thought they were just being like, all right, one of us kind of just, you know. Again, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
I would like to start by saying I don't know how this works. I don't know if you just, like pass off control. Like, you got it. I don't know.
I feel like we have a lot of questions
about
this.
There are a lot of questions. Why is there not a reality show?
Way too many. I don't know.
This has reality show written all over it.
Again, I think I say this often. I live my life by the thought process of don't ask questions that you don't want answers to. And there's a lot of questions that I'm like, I'm curious, but I also don't want to ask.
Yeah.
I really truly don't. Yeah. But I feel like you're going to give me some answers here.
Abby, Brittany, what happens when you both get cold?
We're always different times. And even on our stomach, if we're a swimsuit or whatever, but we can, if you touch my stomach, I can be a totally different temperature than Brittany would be. It's so weird. And our hands, sometimes, not right now, but a lot of times our hands are different temperatures, so I get super hot way faster, and there's a distinct red line all the way down, and I'm, legitimately, my legs are sweating, everything, it's awful, and she's fine. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Oh, see, now that'd be frustrating because we already know how frustrating it is arguing with somebody about the thermostat.
Yeah.
Now that person is kind of you.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were also asked, what happens when one of you guys don't feel well?
Mm-hmm. If my stomach hurts, it hurts right here and I can't feel this. I can't feel anything, but my stomach hurts right there and Brittany's stomach hurts here and she can't feel that because I can only feel my right side and I can only feel my left side, but when I have stomach aches it hurts on the opposite side.
I was so interested by
this.
I'm like, man, if they had a reality show, I would like to hell, I want to interview him, to be honest.
I think it's got a reality show written all over
it. Yeah, I was kind of interested. They were actually driving, too. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So a couple other things about them. Abby and Brittany are both working as fifth grade teachers in Minnesota. I feel like Minnesota might be the perfect place.
What's that supposed to mean? Like, wait, this. Hold on. Why did Minnesota get a sideswipe like this?
I think they will embrace somebody like that.
Oh, because they real nice up there.
Yeah, they're okay. Very homey. I don't know. Maybe Houston probably embraced that a little bit too, man. It's people nice down here in Houston too.
Yeah.
But some other things, they do live a low profile, so probably not getting a reality show anytime soon unless they get that bag.
Yeah.
And Abby, who is one half of the twin, she is married to a guy by the name of Josh Bowling, who is a nurse and a U.S. Army veteran.
That's dope. Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Shout out to Josh.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like the system is failing them a little bit. So they both got degrees in college. Mm-hmm. They both got degrees. They had to pay for their own separate.
That's crazy.
That's crazy itself.
Yeah.
But this is the part that got me. So I mentioned they are a fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They both got to share that same salary.
What?
So they're sharing the same salary. They had to get two degrees, but they can only work off of that one salary. That sucks, man.
That absolutely sucks.
That's not fair, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what you like.
That's messed up, man.
Their whole existence continues to run through. There's a lot of questions I'm running through. In addition to seeing you guys' texts, and by the way, don't bring me in this from the 832. We're all going to hell. Not me. I didn't do none of the stuff y'all are doing right now.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, that is kind of like, again, I guess they're teaching one class. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, but they also, I'm sure they was in one class in college.
Did they have to get hired separately? Because if they got hired separately, they should have two salaries.
They have to take
separate driver's tests.
Yep.
One's married, one's not.
Yep.
Different degrees, and yet you hired.
They hired them. As one. I think they hired them as one, so they got to share
that
salary.
They're getting jacked, man.
Yeah, that's
jacked.
That's wrong. And then teachers already underpaid at some point too.
Facts.
So, nah, man, they should both get their own separate salaries.
I agree.
Somebody said because the Minnesota Twins. How did I not get that joke? How did I not get the Twin City?
I didn't get it either.
How did I not catch that?
So, I don't. How do I put this?
Yep.
So when you get married,
you still stuck on this marriage.
You are on the worst part of this right now.
You want to know how they get busy?
Well,
do the other one just kind of close their eyes?
Because
and just,
you explain there that they have like separate torso elements. Like one has an upset stomach, the other doesn't, et cetera.
Yeah. So they don't feel like if
they
one
feel separate.
Yeah. So she don't feel anything on her twin side.
So how does the conjugation work?
We gonna have to ask them.
Seriously, how did that work?
I'm gonna see if I can try to get them on the show.
Does one feel it? And
you think I could get them on the show?
Why are we doing this
right
now?
I'm asking questions.
I know you are.
Yeah, and look, I'm not
My problem is not that you're asking questions, that this has been the only question that you've had. This is the first place that your mind went, and then we talked about other things, and you were like, no, but I'm still here.
Let's talk about this. No. Don't tell me you didn't wonder.
I really and truly didn't even get there yet. Like, I'm just
honestly, I have a million questions, man. I have a million questions. Mm-hmm. I was really intrigued by this, man. Usually I stay away from stuff like this. I don't watch My 500-Pound Life and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
If they had a show, I would definitely be tapped into this.
Mm-hmm.
But salute to Abby and Brittany.
Oh, absolutely salute. I mean,
yeah,
what an
they accomplishment. They living life,
yeah,
man. Hell, I ain't graduate high school and they then went to college and all that stuff, man. So
Lopez is asking the right questions.
Y'all are terrible.
I don't even want to look on the text.
You shouldn't. Don't worry about it.
All right, as we continue the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I asked the question, if the cast from Seinfeld was living in H-Town, what part of town would they be living in? 713-572-4610. Now my inspiration from this was I saw somebody online ask ChatGPT about this show called Girlfriends. Are you familiar with the show Girlfriends?
Yeah, yeah.
With Diana Ross' daughter. I'm blanking on
Tracy
the name.
Tracy Ellis Ross,
yes.
Yeah.
She was on there. But somebody asked ChatGPT about that show and where would they live if they lived in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave a whole list. And I'm not sure how much of our audience watches Girlfriend, so I decided to kind of localize it a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as the show, you guys are a big fan of Seinfeld, so yeah. I decided to ask ChatGPT the question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it gave me. So they gave Jerry Seinfeld will be living in the Heights.
I'm good with that. I could see that.
He said they,
but in one of the higher houses,
townhouse,
the little skinny little houses that I hate.
Yeah,
because it's, it ain't give you no yard, no nothing.
Yeah, one of those just,
whole bunch of stairs.
Yep, yeah. Four flights, and just a skinny little yard. But it says trendy, walkable, and full of coffee houses, wine bars, little quirky restaurants. Basically, the Houston version of his Upper West Side life. Do you think that's fair?
I like that.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. The only thing about it is like Jerry Seinfeld kind of doesn't like people to some degree, but also at the same time, I think you're right. Like, I think there is that level of socialite in there.
He goes to diners and coffee shops.
Yeah. And that all feels like it's the Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Costanza.
Oh, Lord.
They got him living in Maryland.
I said Maryland. Yeah.
Maryland with his parents. Or Bel Air.
True. Oh,
that's good.
That is a good
that
answer.
That is really good.
And the answer is Maryland, not Bel Air, because I don't know if his parents were Bel Air people.
That's good.
So this is what they said. They said George is definitely living at home again. Let's be real. He's probably in Maryland with Frank and Estelle at each other over kolaches.
Yes. What am I going to do with all these kolaches?
And then they said his dream scenario is he thinks he's destined for Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, quiet, slightly upscale, but gets priced out every time.
Mm-hmm.
And his job status, y'all might find this funny, still lying about working for the Texans or trying to get a gig at Gallery Furniture with Mattress Mac. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, nah, that's definitely
that's
right.
Great.
Wait, so how does the Steinbrenner thing work except with Cal?
With Cal. It was Cal. George, get in here.
All right, so Elaine. They got Elaine living in Montrose. Why? Because it's funky. Artistic and a little bit unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Montrose, the perfect home base for smart, career-driven women like with a rebellious streak.
That feels okay. I'm trying
I was thinking Midtown. I thought you were going to say Midtown.
Yeah, really? It does. She does feel a little
she
Midtown.
She goes out a lot, dates, you know.
But I mean, Montrose has that,
Montrose has that vibe
too.
Yeah. Her career move, she'll probably be an editor at a weirdly niche magazine in the museum district.
I'm good with that.
Or work in PR for a major art exhibit.
Yeah.
And then they did mention nightlife. She's sipping, Mezcal at Anvil. I never heard of that place.
Nah.
Or debating feminism with Rice grad students at Agor.
Okay, all right.
Which I think Agor is a coffee shop,
if I'm not mistaken.
Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
East downtown.
He's
Edo.
The Edo guy.
Yeah, Edo.
A little funky.
Yeah, so they said Kramer screams Edo, the converted loft, skate parks, art walls, and spontaneous parades are exactly his energy.
Yeah. They're nailing this.
I'm trying to think, because I don't know if I could really pinpoint Kramer as Edo, but maybe.
It's funky like him, but he always has like stuff working, like deals and friends that do this and that and can get him this and that.
Yeah, they say a typical day is rollerblading down Polk Street, crashing local pop-ups, and somehow making friends with every food truck vendor in a 10-mile radius.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. From the 281, they said Frank Costanza would actually still be living in Spring Branch yelling at the kids in the street.
All right, and the last one, Newman. Who is Newman?
Newman. Hello, Newman.
Newman is one of Kramer's friends. He also lives in the building.
The heavyset guy that comes in every once in a while.
Played by Wayne Knight. He's a postal carrier.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They said he got to be near a major USPS hub.
Yep. That's right.
In Pasadena.
All right.
So he'd be out in Pasadena. And they said Pasadena feel like the kind of place where he'll rule his mail route.
Mm-hmm.
Secret life, he has barbecue side hustles. And wins neighborhood chili cook-offs.
That actually feels right on point. That very much feels like
it's on point. A little beef. He's still beefing with Kramer, but shows up to his pop-ups for free samples.
I think ChatGPT might have got this part wrong. He's always beefing with Jerry.
Okay.
Hello, Newman.
That's right.
Okay. So thoughts, scale of 1 to 10. How do you?
I think that's a 9+. Again, the only one I thought, and this was just me, I thought Elaine Bennis, Midtown, perfect. All the little clubs and restaurants and dating scene and all that stuff. But you're right. Montrose has that as well.
Yeah. What's tough is that also Houston and New York are just very different places. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that you're going to find perfect matches, but I'd probably give it a solid 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it. I could very much see some of them. And then also, it doesn't seem like it considered too much of like suburbs.
Yeah.
Where you, sometimes you might even fit some of these guys a little bit further into some of those places. But regardless, I think it was pretty good, and appreciate you giving us a little bit of that in Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here.
You
got to
salute ChatGPT for this, man.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to do that. right here on In the Loop, 1:20 p.m. every day, at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of The Drive. Clint and Ron, we'll do that next.